Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Rolling with a Diva. I'm Sabrina Williams and I'm your host. And for the next 30 to 90 minutes, we're going to do some great interviews, enjoy some great music, and just tell you guys how much we appreciate you for listening. Have a good time and enjoy the show.
Oh my goodness. Hi guys, I'm like looking at my phone trying to answer a message and man talking at the same time. All right, you guys, welcome to Rolling with the Diva. This is Sabrina Williams and I'm your host. And today's show, it's being done, people. Wait for it, hold on. From one solid spot in America and not from on the road or anything else. We are here with Bunny and Zion, my puppies, or they're not puppies, but they're my babies. Say hi. They usually bark sometime, but they're over there sleeping. Bunny's on the pillow and Zion's over there probably doing something. I'm probably peeing on something. But anyway, so they're going to do the show with me until they bark. But we are, today we're blessed to have two independent music artists, Aisha Kearney, Miss Brixie herself, and our drummer, William Burnett, which will be here and hopefully soon. And here I'm going to message him. So let me get to my page. I want to introduce Miss Brixie. She's a hip-hop artist, music producer, and engineer from New York, New Jersey, who prides herself in sticking to the origin of the culture of hip-hop. She also does a lot of work and believes in helping people with mental illness and bringing light to the concerns that go there with whether it's individual people, artists, or a community. She's also the co-host of a so popular Monk show. Are you still doing that show?
Oh, no, right now while I'm in Massachusetts, I'm not. But every now and then when I'm in New Jersey, I do still connect with them and work with them when I can.
Okay. So you, Miss Brick City, are on. So tell everybody about yourself, where you're calling from. You already said that, Massachusetts, they heard people. And about you, what you do and what's your music based on, and talk about you, and then we'll get into your music.
Okay, well, like you said, I'm from North New Jersey. I grew up basically in the inner city of Trenton and Newark. You know, I was sort of kind of raised in Trenton. My music background, like you said, is producing, is songwriting, is engineering, and I'm also getting into managing artists and things like that, and a little bit of like vocal training. It's funny because I can't sing a lick, but I can direct singers and basically train their voice, which is really weird.
Wow.
Other than that, I basically do like right now what we're doing is we're working on a nonprofit organization where we're trying to get into the schools, the high schools, and the colleges and things like that, and basically promote awareness for mental health, especially with artists, because it's a thing where you take up a certain major in artistry, whether it's communications or your drawing art or music or whatever. Sometimes they don't take that as serious, you know, as a career, and you're down-talked or, you know, you're not pushed as much as they would push you if you was a doctor or, you know, or your parents might not take the craft serious when you're so passionate about it. A lot of times it breaks a person, and it causes them to go into depression, and I know some people who have committed suicide because of it, not living up to their parents' expectations, and having to deal with their parents being on them about spending money for them to go to school but choosing the wrong thing to major in, you know. So we're working on things like that, and we're also going to have a few of the artists that I work with coming to the schools and throw a big concert and perform some positive music to coincide with that.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, we're going to why do you think there's a, with music artists, I mean, why do you think there's such a why do you think there's a concern for mental illness?
For me, just looking at today's music and where we're going musically, I feel like a lot of times it's a red flag, mainly, especially when you say like hip hop and things like that, because a lot of people believe that it only has like a negative spin on it. It's not positive. I've experienced trying to throw shows in certain areas like my hometown, and it's so hard to throw hip hop shows in like the Trenton and New Jersey area because they automatically think that a fight going to break out, it creates violence and things like that. So it goes back to the question, it does hip hop influence negativity? And that's why I really want to get into showing a different side of the music and actually showing the origin of the music, because the whole sole purpose of hip hop was to create positivity and to deliver a message through our freedom of speech and keep everybody positive, to say don't go down this road of self-destruction, but be self-constructive and build something and be responsible when you're in the public eye. That's what hip hop really started on.
Okay. Well, and I want to comment on the one thing you said. I believe that I believe that I don't think hip hop necessarily contributes. I think all music has an impact on people, and and it could be their psyche too. But I also believe that sometimes people may have other issues going on, but like when hip hop music, some of it is where they do influence people. But I think all music influences people, good or bad, and I think it's the perception that the person has to take to it. But we can get back to that. So I'm going down the list. I was listening to the songs earlier. Now I need you to tell me how to say this.
Kaepernick. Kaepernick.
Okay, so tell us about that song, and then we're going to play it.
Okay, it's actually a beat that I composed during the time where Kaepernick was doing the whole thing with the NFL to take a knee, and he was trying to, basically promote Know Your Rights and say that I'm going to take a knee because I don't want to support a flag that doesn't support freedom, justice, and equality. So what I did was during that movement, while he was going through all of that, where they were trying to get him basically kicked out of the NFL and kicked off of the 49ers team, my way of supporting him was through my music and producing this track called Kaepernick. And what I did was I took a sample from, I believe that's John Lennon, Imagine. You know, imagine we all took a knee as one, you know, at the same time. That's kind of how I mixed it in. At the same time and supported each other when we were on a positive movement, what would the world look like?
Okay, so I'm going to play the song no matter what, but I'm going to tell you, this is my personal opinion of take a knee, okay? And everybody has their personal opinion, and people support
right.
him, and people support the guys who did it, and people support the guys who didn't. Well, here's my
right.
take on it. And I understand, like, some people were like, there's no place that they can get to public, and they weren't necessarily protesting, and I understand they weren't necessarily protesting the NFL, but they were protesting what they think was rights of African-American young men and other things, and I get that. But here's my
right.
Scooby. You wait till Sunday to get press for something that you believe in fully, and I have thought about that, and I can understand that. But there are six
mm-hmm.
other days of the week, because what happens is, I've talked to a lot of people. Some there's half
mm-hmm.
and half. Half fans believe that yeah they should do that, and that's the only way that they can get notoriety to it. This is me. You have six other days during the week that you can actually go protest in many different places. Six, not just one, and you wait
mm-hmm.
to do it then. And you wait to do it on people who are watching a football game that I'm choosing to watch, and I'm still not going to like your team no matter what, and I don't appreciate it because you have 6 days, six freaking days to protest, and you choose my one. I think it's self-ascension, attention seeking, and I think that it's a better way to do it. Because, see, me, if I really, really wanted to protest some shit, and
uh-huh.
I'm saying that, yes, I said shit on the air, then I am going to literally protest it 6 days a week and not on my working day and not risk my job being at play. Because what happens,
right,
fool, if I lose my job? What happens?
Mm.
That's my take on it. But I'm for what I understand what they did, and I understand,
right,
the reason by it. But I just think personally they could have.
You feel like he was a big enough public figure to be able to get some cameras on a different day.
Oh,
some,
yeah,
broadcasting too on a different
day. See, this is my thing. Because you know what? This is with all celebrities and this is with all sports. Let's just talk about the royal wedding. I don't care who was the royal wedding it was about. It could have been,
right,
about Jesus getting married. But this is my thing. I don't care because I didn't get invited. I don't care if a celebrity has a wedding because I didn't get invited. I don't care about,
yes,
her being the first African American / white lady up in the King of England thing. I don't care because I didn't get an invite. And if one more person sends me a thing about my sister being there, I'm gonna take you off Facebook. Okay, that's how I feel about it. Okay, you guys want to know my true feeling today? That's what I feel about it. I don't support,
right,
all of this stuff. People are selfish, attention seeking. You know what? Get married,
yeah,
behind. Who's going to come to my wedding if I ever get married? And I'm not,
yeah,
but who's going to come?
Yeah. For me, it was the message. It was the message behind Kaepernick. That's what I think I ran with, the whole full
know
your rights message and thing like that.
No, and I understand it, and I like it. I mean, I like it because,
mm-hmm,
me, I'm about controversy. I just still think that if he's ever listening to his message and he wants to come on and talk to me, Mr. Kaepernick,
right,
then you feel free, or anybody else was taking a knee. And I remember my niece that's from another family, she got really upset to me. I don't think she talked to me today because of that, because I didn't agree. I don't have to agree.
Well,
opinions
is opinions. People have to understand, no one has to believe your form of belief. I don't know how to put that. I don't know if that was the right way to put it, or, you know,
yeah,
I don't have to follow you because you feel a certain way. Everybody has their own opinions, you know? So it's just that, an opinion. We're not saying that it's etched in stone. I'm just saying this is how I feel. I could be wrong. You can correct me or whatever the case may be, but it's just an opinion. You can't get your panties all in a bunch because someone feels some type of way and they have an opinion and they're voicing it.
Yeah, no, and I like how that people, like, okay, you explained your part, I can understand the man, and maybe for him, because he's new to the arena, maybe he didn't know that he had six other days. Maybe because,
right,
I sit around counting numbers, and I'm more of the, oh, wow, I have all this, I'm famous, I could get more attention, and actually have a fundraiser, too. I'm just thinking about, like, all the things that he could have did for 6 days. But then again,
okay,
a lot of people are watching the TV, and I get it. And it made a statement, and it actually made an impact. Okay, I get it, and I'm okay with that. But I'm going to tell you, anybody want to protest for statistically purposes, remember, you have 6 days to protest versus and you can get a lot more coverage. I'll let it go because people tell me I dwell up to
you. You're not playing about them 6 days. You say use them 6 days.
Use the 6 days, and you know what? And I guess if I wasn't such a diehard football female,
right,
and I had to keep hearing them talk about it throughout the whole thing of the game, like they couldn't, the you know, sports announcements,
yeah,
they those men, and it's more the men. They talk about us women, but the men sports casters just go yeah 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 yeah, and they talk a lot.
Hmm.
Shut up. You don't have to keep talking about it. I think that's what ruined it for me. It's like I have to keep hearing about this the whole game. I need my team to. I need these teams to play. I'm trying to get to the playoffs. Okay.
Right.
One last thing. I'm gonna need Terrell Williams to take a knee and pray to God, because right now, man, if you get in any more trouble with the Dallas Cowboys,
woo,
out there that you supposedly were not drunk driving, I don't even care if you were or if you weren't, or if the policeman you had bad blood.
You should have taken me, brother.
$2 million. Sit at home. Go home. $2 million. That the Dallas Cowboys, guess what? Even if they let you go, you still get the $2 million. See, if I was a coach for the Dallas Cowboys, this is how this would work. I would have a clause. I'm going to get 50% of your salary if y'all get caught up in the bad things. all of these players, and I even love Zeke, but everybody's always, it's not me. Well, who was it? The devil? Okay, I'm going to need y'all to stop it. I mean, stop it. Take responsibility. You were drunk driving. Maybe you weren't. Maybe you were. I don't know. We'll let the course decide, as they say. But as far as the diva's concerned, look, I'm trying to stand by y'all. Y'all, you got rid of my, you know, oh, my God, you got rid of my player, sent him on. I'm still devastated. And people said he didn't pay for his $18 million. But we have Mr. I'm in the street, and then I'm riding on a scooter down the street, which – I'm gonna let that go because statistically, you.
No, it's good that you. It's good that you were saying what you were saying because it also plays into the question you asked. And it's like, once again, why was he drinking and driving? You know, why was he drinking at all? Once again, it plays into us being responsible because we're in the public eye. It plays into the mental health. There's something going on mentally that's breaking him down to where he got a drink and he put himself in the car and put himself in danger and was drinking and driving. That's why it's a need to really do these workshops and things like that in the schools and touch on that because from all industries, entertainment-wise, it's something going on with our entertainers and our performers where they're having these emotional and mental breakdowns.
Amen on that. Well, let's play Kaepernick. And, man, I love you. If you ever want to come on my show or if you don't have a girlfriend or something you need somebody to talk to, you come my way. I'll make you some fried cabbage or something. Just saying. Nothing personal, man.
Right.
Love you, man. I know I'm crazy. I'm just crazy.
You
because
off the
I
hook.
Can't help you. Kaepernick.
Kaepernick.
in when I'm finished, just finishing peeling my boiled egg. Really? No. I'm hilariously funny. I can't even help myself these days. Okay, so I'm eating my boiled eggs. I'm trying to get in extra protein and not eat the cake that my son got for his birthday, which is so delicious. Okay, I need to stop.
Oh, that cake was beautiful.
Wasn't it? It tastes, oh my God, with Mystic Sauce Creations, that was the bomb cake. People just don't understand. It was bomb. So people want to know, I decided to do this on the radio today because I'm just about keeping it real. So people ask me, why would you drive down to Corona, California, which is about 237 miles, well, actually 323 miles down to Corona, to get a cake for your son? Well, let me tell you guys a story. I have two sons.
Mm-hmm.
When I was about 26 years old, I was dating a guy. I ended up marrying him later, but I was always considered myself Miss Perfect. I dressed perfect. I had the perfect body, everything. Well, you aren't perfect when you end up having sex outside of marriage. I want to say that part. All right. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I end up, because I couldn't, he was saying he wasn't going to stay with me, blah, 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 blah. He couldn't afford children. I ended up having an abortion. But what they don't tell you when you get an abortion is you can actually scar your insides as a woman if the baby is after a certain amount of months. And you can actually get scarred anyway. So my insides were scarred, and I didn't know that. So my first child, Elijah Samuel Arthur DeVay, he came out, and he was a conehead because they actually had to induce me, which took him 5 days. Now, two and a half years later to the date, now comes along Solomon David Joe DeVille. This is about the cake. So Solomon, they said, my doctor said, oh, yeah, it'll be an easy pregnancy, no big deal. All right. You know what? It wasn't an easy pregnancy. And what was the problem was I failed to tell them the whole time when I had my first child I had an abortion, which is something they should have known because they could have probably went in there and fixed some stuff, according to my doctor. But I didn't because it was shame. Okay? So Solomon's born. Now it's what should have been a four-hour delivery labor turns into 14 hours, and it becomes an emergency because the cord is wrapped around my child's neck. And I'm crashing and he's crashing, and they're rolling us into the get a cesarean. This child comes out, he's not breathing, and they're saying he's not breathing, they have him in a thing, and I'm like, no, he's going to breathe. The nurse is like, they're trying to do their thing, and this is what I said. I said, give me my child! I said that because I'm crazy. I said, give me my baby. I just said, Solomon, you're not leaving me. You're not dying. I didn't come this far for you to not be born. I'm going to need you to come on out. Come back to me and let's do this, boy. Come on now. That boy opened his eyes up. They took him from me, and they did whatever else they need. The nurses said she got scared of me because I said that, yeah, I'm scary when I want to be. But the reason I drove for the cake was because it took everything to get this child here. And I remember telling him the first day when I was trying to nurse him, and I said, oh, that's not going to work. I'm just going to give you a bottle. I don't want to hear from you breastfeeding mama that I wasn't a good mom. Because I don't care. Because my Blueport makes me nurse on, okay? And they didn't like it, neither did he. So he had to drink out of a bottle because he was greedy just like his brother. So they drank for bottles. So I told him, I said, dude, you know what? Because of the hard birth you had and because I almost basically killed you because I didn't tell the truth, I'm now, when you get to your 18th birthday, I can guarantee it's going to be the most special birthday you ever had.
Yeah.
Now, this child, when I asked him what he wanted, he just wanted money. And I said, you know what? I got to do something. He loves music. So the cake represents, he walks around the house literally with beats on all day long, literally, and music playing.
Wow.
And the song, if you listen to the cake, that song is his favorite song to play. So that's why I did what I did, because I promised my son that it would be a special birthday, and I was so thankful to God that he gave me my son. I can never have any more children because of the mistake that I did. But I just want everybody to know, I'm not putting down you having an abortion. But you need to really think about what's in it, because at the end of the day, And you guys, and that's a whole other story. But you, there's so many emotions you go through. I end up even trying to kill my boyfriend at the time, running down with the car and everything, because I was so freaked out years later about all that. So, you know what? Abortion is just not an abortion. It doesn't fix anything, because what they don't tell you is it plays on your mind for the rest of your life. I see kids every day. I was probably meant to have a lot of kids, but I'll never be that. That's my cross, as they say, that I bear because of what I did. So I'm not trying to put anybody down, but you need to think about that. That's just something I had to explain to everybody why I got that cake for my son. And because I love the son, and I'm the best mama ever in the whole dang world. Okay? So people don't. But anyway, Ms. Brixie, tell us what you have going on. Before we play another song, tell us what you have going on.
What I have going on, well, right now, like I said, we got the nonprofit organization we working on, and I'm praying that we get it up and running before the end of the summer. Also, we're working on promoting this album called 4 Days and 4 Nights. What actually happened was, Massachusetts, I'm starting to notice it's so many talented artists out here in Massachusetts, and they really don't shine light on this area much. Mainly probably the Boston area, but still not really. And it's not a lot of nightlife out here, but it's a lot of hitting artists. So I ran into a few people in the area where I lived at, and the crazy thing was we wound up walking into each other just probably randomly going to a store or something like that. Some of the artists' name is Mr. ENT, Big Quan, we got Andre Wealth, and myself. We got together, we got into the studio inside of my house, and we recorded. The day we met each other, we recorded. We didn't know each other from a can of paint. The day we met each other, we recorded a whole album. As soon as we said, oh, I rap, oh, I produce, oh, I do this, everybody like, really, you know? And we got together, we set the mics and stuff up, set the equipment up, and just started playing around in the studio freestyling. Before you know it, we stayed up for four days and 4 nights recording an album. And we got 10 songs out of the deal, and some of the songs we're going to, two of the songs we're going to play for this show. But we got 10 songs out of 4 days and 4 nights, just playing around, hanging out with each other, just playing freestyles, and wound up putting hooks on it. And it's just like amazing at the sound quality and everything, because it was really like a bootleg hookup, because I just got into my house, so we didn't really set everything up properly and all of that. So, but it still came out really, really good, and we're promoting that, and we're promoting each other. You know, we cross-promoting each other and trying to push each other out there independently.
And you know what? That is a great story, and I'm just, like, so honored, because that brings us to the other song, I'm on Fire and Loyalty. So were those the two songs that were created in that 10-pack, too?
Right, yes. Me and Mr. ENT produced the album, and then the rest of the artists, they performed, they sung, and they rapped on the album. So, yep.
Well, hi, artist. Hi, Mr. EMT. You guys will have to come on and say hi. And you know what? Just so you guys know, I'm for the month of until June. I was going to do it to June 15th, but I'm doing it to June 30th because I have decided sometimes people, well, Miss Brick City, she's always technically, a lot of people don't know, she's a co-host for the show. So she always comes on. So that's why her music is always played a lot. So she's actually a co-host. But until June 30th, everybody, I'm doing the shows for free, no compensatory, but after that, I'm going to be working out details with each person, and based on your circumstances, we'll work from there. Because at some point, everybody has to be responsible to advance their career. I can only help so much.
Yes,
so,
invest in yourself. It's important.
Yeah. Yep. And sometimes I find lately what I've found is half of the artists, they'll do everything that I ask them to do when I'm doing all the flyers and everything, and then the other half won't. So I'm like at the point where I need to see people promote themselves so I can go back to that non-compensatory point. Anyway, all right. So before I go to that, I just want to say thank you so much to Aisha coming on, and William Burnett will be on next. He's our drummer, and if you guys don't know anything. I think I'm a drummer, but I can't drum. Just like I think I'm a singer, and the only song that I can sing in tune is You Are My Sunshine. But anyway,
yeah.
That's a whole nother story. But I love music. I'm going to tell you guys.
I wish I could bang a drum.
Oh, my God, yeah. And I don't know, and maybe you could answer this, Miss Aisha. Why do you think that music, for some of us, is so soothing to the soul that it's like our addiction? Like people told me, somebody told me today, you're addicted to music. You just get in your car and drive. What would you want me to go get 2 bottles of wine and just sit on the curb? What do you want me to do? I mean, I'm just... music is an addiction for me because it calms my soul and it really helps
right.
me. Why do you think music for some people is so calming and so stress relieving?
I believe the key thing to me is expression. We're able to express ourselves, and what big relief do we have when we can properly express ourselves and people understand and they dig it and they get it? So that's the relief. That's the feel good part. It's like, wow, you know, I'm able to say everything I feel. Because I know for me, if people will be like, they disagree, but for me, I'm a very shy person. But me being an artist and being a musician, it makes me outgoing. So that's the only way that I can pretty much express who I am, and the only way you would see me for who I am is through my music. So it's easier for me to express my true self through my music, and it's a relief, and it feels good to know that Dad, finally, they can see me.
Amen on that. Amen. And you know what? Everybody has something that relaxes them. Some people like to go and do yoga and turn their body upside down and have goats walk on your back, because here in Vegas,
yeah.
we have goat yoga. No goat or no animals walking on my back.
Yoga.
I mean, yeah, I swear to God, they have goat yoga, and I'm so done. I'm like, I went there, and I saw the goats,
God.
And all I could think was, they were going to chew my hair up. And I'm like,
oh,
no,
my God. I was freaked out. Like, I'm the worst with animals. I'm a whole pump when it comes to animals.
And then the other
Please
part of me was like, let's eat them.
Curry goat, let's go.
So speaking of that, you're a chef, aren't you?
Yes.
Tell
yes,
us about
that's
that.
Another one of my hobbies. Huh?
Tell us about that, because I know that we were talking about that you actually come to people's houses, you can actually do events. So tell us how somebody would find you, and what kind of events can you do for if somebody wanted to hire you as a chef.
Oh, well, right now, because I got so much going on, I don't think I have any events planned as far as the chef thing. But if you do want to get in touch with me and you do want to, you know, book me for something like that, you can get in touch with me through Instagram. I'm honesttruth_brickcity on Instagram. And just hit me up and let me know. Let me know the dates, the type of food. I basically mostly specialize in Italian foods. But I cook some of everything. And I got to say, the Southern, you know, foods is more of my thing too as well. What else do I do? I cook anything you name it, I can cook. I've been cooking for over 15 years for like arenas, like the Giant Stadium, the Prudential Center, the Red Bull Stadium, TD Gardens. I've cooked for a lot of arenas and stuff like that. I was blessed to cook for Jay-Z and Beyonce concert when they came to New Jersey for the Giants Stadium. I cooked for the Super Bowl. I've cooked, you know, plenty places, and I was trained under, I'm so sorry because it was so many years ago, I don't remember his name, but he was a professional cook who cooked for celebrities and stars who trained me to take his place, and that's how I got into the food industry, and I've been going ever since. So right now, I'm still cooking, you know, as a side gig as well as being an artist.
Amen on that. Well, all right. So we're going to play the next 2 songs in order. It's called I'm on Fire and Loyalty, and then we will be back.
I can see
yeah.
the look in your eyes.
Let's get it.
I can see the look in your eyes.
You ready?
I can see the look in your eyes.
Look, I've been the man. See, I've been popping. I'm on TV like I'm binge watching. Phone calls, I got too many options. About time I got the city clocking. Disc dropping, see who really copping. Mama told me keep going, we ain't even stopping. Since the age of 7, see that boy, he been about it. Math class shit, see that boy, he been a problem. I think you cool chip or wood about him. They ain't that much to say, he from the bottom. He been about it since he out the bottle. Get what you want, and if you front, we make you sit in the trunk. Look in your eyes like this, what you want. Like this is what you want, yeah, yeah.
I can see it in your eyes.
Smoke a split, less crowded, cheaping in the basement. Smoke a split, write a rap, caught up in the matrix. Really, really getting hot, kid, we don't need to save it. Really brought it to the basement, sent it feel amazing. Phone calls full of money, ain't no more events. Seen them a week ago and I ain't seen them since. I had to clay the song, get it right in print. Young boy Prince, really living like a prince. Look up at your eyes, girl, you seem tense. Too hot to think about the rent. Coach put me in the game, jumping off the bench. About time I leveled up, G to a gent. What's up?
I can see it in your eyes. I see it in your eyes. Yeah. I realize my mind is way up in the sky.
I love that. That had a good beat to it. And I was, when I was downloading all these songs between like last week and today, I just really liked the beat of these. And you always seem to really, really be on target with the beat. And that's impressive.
Wow.
What do you say about
Thank
that?
You. I don't know what zone I was in when I created that beat. I couldn't even tell you, but I believe it was more of me being excited to be connected with people who understood me musically. And that's why the beat came out the way it came out.
It was awesome. I love it. It really was awesome. All right, and here we go to Loyalty.
3 o'clock in the morning, 3 a.m. and I'm staring at my phone.
I'm looking.
I'm really wondering how I died.
I
know it's all my fault.
My fault.
I can't regret what I did.
Nah.
Or question what is happening.
Nah.
And now it is what it is.
It is.
That's the way the dice
look, 3 a.m. stumbling, mind gone, I'm wondering, 5 strong, we loving it, milestone, we cover it, 3 a.m. by the juice spot, dreaming to get the coupe drop, they ain't making the group stop, pulling up like a two socks, by the boondocks, chilling out cause the room hot, getting high on the rooftop, never know when my dudes flop, yeah, we got it here, pimp talk, we out of here, hit me up, then we got it there, smoking right near Koala Bear, 3 a.m. in the studio, really it's nothing. Time I need another shorty, man, it's cheaper by the dozen. Told me he was your cousin, knew you was up to something. I knew it when I was hustling, I knew that you was nothing. Instantly got a jump and you text me off assumptions. I knew that you wasn't bluffing, that's why I'm no longer cuffing. And you ain't the one I'm loving. And you ain't the one I'm loving. Mom.
3 o'clock in the morning.
3 a.m.
And I'm staring at my phone.
I'm looking.
I'm really wondering how I died.
I get it.
I know it's all my fault.
My fault, my fault.
I can't regret what I did.
Nah.
Or question what is happening.
Nah, nah.
And now it is what it,
it is.
That's the way the dice
look,
is rolled.
Look, look. I hate answering my phone for you. I don't need this shit no more. Knowing you ain't loyal. Shout out to Breezy. Screaming out, don't leave me. Relax and take it easy. Your old friends believe me. You just need the gestures. Always the best dresser. Shorty Dale, Vanessa. I'm just trying to get better. Know what time we could settle when just vibe on our levels. Left me just hit the pedal and turn me into a rebel. But I gotta do, move how I gotta move. We was on one till you switched, called an audible. Your support is horrible, I'm straight like the honor of my fault.
No, no, you vulnerable,
situation is probable. She cold like a popsicle, it's easy for me. I'm wondering where we headed, girl, it's eager to see. See, I gotta go with the team and get with the team. Why you got a scheme, I'm just out grinding for my dreams and I'm out.
3 o'clock in the morning.
3 a.m.
And I'm staring at my phone.
I'm looking.
I'm really wondering how I died.
I get it.
I know it's all my fault.
My fault, my fault.
I can't regret what I did.
Nah.
Or question what is happening.
Nah, nah.
And now it is what it,
it is.
That's the way the dice is rolled.
Wow, that was a great song. And that one was like more calming, relaxing.
Right.
But it actually has a message to it. And I like that. Tell me a little bit
about
that.
Oh, my God. This, and listening back to that track is so funny because, like I said, like we literally stayed up. Like we did not leave each other. Nobody went home, nothing. We just literally was vibing. I would sit at the computer and do beats. Mr. ENT would sit at the computer and do beats. And he did this particular beat for this song, and when he pushed play, the singer that's on there, Anja Wells, as soon as she heard the beat, it was like the chemistry was so crazy. She just picked up on it and started singing at 3 in the morning, and it literally was 3 in the morning, and she just came up with the hook just instantly, and he came right behind her and started rapping and put his verse together with her hook so well, and it was not thought out. It wasn't, you know, pre-done and none of that. And it's crazy how all of this was a freestyle. We was up wee hours in the morning, days, like, straight, and we created this. And like I said, to keep listening back to the quality and everything of the music is wow, you know. I'm still in awe about, you know, what we created.
That was a great song. I mean, and it just sounds like, you know, that you were – every time I hear your music, it just evolves to a higher level, and it just has more meaning, and it goes to where you're trying to go with you're walking your walk of making a positive mental health impact on music. And whether, you know, as I was listening to that song, and I was listening back to your words originally when we started the show, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Music can be negative. And as artists, you guys have to choose, just like you're doing, Miss Brick City, to actually have a positive effect on others. Because sometimes the words that we put into our own soul as artists or as authors,
right,
or as sports people, can impact our soul negatively. Does that make sense?
Yeah, because, like, you are what you eat, and that don't necessarily have to mean food that you intake. You know, it's mentally what you tell yourself, the words you speak. You are what you eat, so you really have to be responsible in what you're feeding yourself mentally, because it comes out in your character and in your aura or your persona.
Yeah, it does. And speaking of that, I belong to this. It's another app, but it's called Flipboard. And today they were talking, the Inc. Incorporated was talking about Dwayne Casey. He's the NBA Coach of the Year. He was fired. And they say his response to the to being firing is genius. It's called emotional intelligence. And for all you guys that don't know, emotional intelligence is you're choosing to not react. You're choosing to respond with words that's going to positively impact the person you're talking to, the situation, or the people that's listening. And this is what his response to was to being to being fired. And he said, "Dear Toronto, thank you to basketball fans across this city and the country of Canada who supported." Who supported the Raptors and welcomed my family with open arms during our 7 years here. Thank you to all the fans who cheered us on at the Air Canada Centre while we built this program into a playoff contender, packed Jurassic Park even in the cold and rain, watched the games from home, and offered their undying support as we traveled this road to relevance together. Thank you for teaching our all-American family the Canadian way, that being polite and considerate to one another is always the best way. That diversity has to be embraced and then celebrated. That taking the time to learn about
more.
Say that again.
Love conquers all, and we have a choice on how we react to things. But they say, it's a saying, life is 10% of what happens to you and 90% of how you react to it.
Amen. And he continues to say that taking the time to learn about each other's culture is the surest way to find common ground and understanding. Thank you for making our children feel safe. Did you guys hear that? They made his children feel safe, valued, and comfortable in their own skin. We cannot express how important it has been to build the foundation of our children as human beings in a country that shows through its words, actions, laws that all people deserve basic human rights and a chance to reach their goals through education and hard work. Now, he said it all. And I take my hat off to the Canadians. I have a couple of people who are from Canadians and my friends. And you know what? Y'all be doing it right. And we have a lot to learn from you here in the United States of America.
And they love the culture, too. They love the music culture and the culture of hip-hop.
Wow. So, you know, we're changing. It seems like America is stepping forward and keeps stepping backwards and back and forward, but other countries around us seem to be going forward and moving forward. I mean, as much as I joke about not getting invited to the royal wedding, which I didn't, and I'm okay with that. You know, I didn't get to wear a hat, but I wouldn't have wore a hat anyway. I would wear a pantsuit and stuff because I don't do dresses like that. But anyway, we did have a history making where royalty is now half, you know, African American and half white, and that's an amazing feat in itself. Good for them. You know, we
all
America,
royal. Period.
Yeah. I mean, but it's just, I mean, and I'm royal because I'm just like me, because everybody know I'm crazy, so I'm royal. And I could be up there doing like a wedding because I would be like looking better than the bride. Granted, her dress was cute, but you know, that's what I'm saying. But that article was by Scott Maltz, and it was on May 15, 2018. It was from the app Flipboard, and the actual magazine that wrote it was INC. Period. You guys check it out. And emotional intelligence is an amazing thing that we all as humans have the ability to use. Stop reacting to situations and start responding to them and using your brain instead of using – no, use your brain. But sometimes when we get upset, we use the Neanderthal part of our brain. Stop using that and start using –
stop letting your emotions control. You get emotional before you take the time to calm down and think and react.
Yep, and I want to point out to people something. This is really funny. It's not funny, but I know a lot of people might write in, and a lot of people might not be happy. But you guys know I have two sons, Solomon and Elisha. One is called Solomon, is called Soul Man, and Elisha is called E-Man. Later on this month, or actually in June, you guys will talk to Eli, because he's the only successful person I know that has done online dating and had happiness. I do online dating, and I just meet Satan's angel. I can't even deal with it anymore. So I'm done with all of this. I can't
God.
You guys will see my articles now on Twitter. They're not so much articles, they're just statements. Online/LDR, which is not Latter Day Saints, it's LDR, long distance relationship /dating. It applies across all ways. Even if you're dating, this is one of my things, one of my first ones. If the person doesn't make you a priority, then why are you choosing to be an option?
That's for real. It's a waste of time.
Okay? If somebody who wants to date you, whether it's a man or a woman, because online people are doing this all the time, I'm going to talk to you only Monday through Friday because Saturday and Sunday I'm busy. You need to move on because you need to be saying, what are you doing on Saturday and Sunday that you can't give me a few minutes? And here we go. Here we go with my statistical thing. Wait for it. Wait. You ready? Do a drum roll for me. Do a drum roll. Here we go. There's 86,460 seconds in a day, 1,440 minutes in a day. Don't tell me you can't give me 20 minutes on a Saturday or Sunday, and I'm not listening to that bull crap of, oh, my God, I'm so busy. Because if you're busier than Jesus, I need you to get on the cross. Jesus, down to earth. You got a new Savior. We're going to need you to stop. We as people, men and women, and I'm saying men who buy this from women, and men, you guys need to step up and stop letting these women walk on you too, vice versa, women. But some of you men are getting punked. Oh, yeah. No, baby, I can't talk to you. You know what? Men, stop it, okay? Because if you're
whoever is doing the no, baby, I can't talk to you, they need to stop lying and be honest.
Okay, because you know you got five babies in five countries somewhere, and you have five, your baby. And so here goes my other thing that I do, that I make all these statements. If the first time you start talking to somebody within the first month, they're calling you baby, honey, sweetie, and they say I love you, you need to run immediately. Because run. Because you know what? They don't obviously want to know your name because you're baby, honey, sweetie, because they got a lot of them and they don't want to remember all their names, so it's easier that way. Two, and I know this for sure. People are like, oh, my God, I had this happen to me. I know this. I'm telling you, it's a whole I'm sitting here making my videos for YouTube because I'm going to have little different characters I'm going to play myself. Mm-hmm. They're all going to be like, seriously laughing on this. I'm a hot mess. So
yes,
you need to, like, stop it. And you need to ask them. If they say, if you ask them, do you know my name? And if they say, okay, dear, they don't know your name. And don't tell them your name.
They don't
need to
know
run.
Your name.
They don't know your name because they got five other babies in here. I'm telling you, it's the truth. I'm telling you right now. Now, also, here's my third point that I make out to people. And I just go through these things that happened to me. I've talked to other people. You know what? Especially with the I love you within the first 30 days, you need to really, really back away from them and say, you know what? Because if it's too good to be true, it is. Because what they're trying to do is they're trying to get you to a point where they can control you. And you know what? Something that I think that people do, especially online dating, bullies, people that were bullied are a lot of the people who do these catfishing.
Mm-hmm.
They can actually manipulate other people, and their self-esteem is low. People who have low self-esteem. People who don't feel good about themselves, people who are not happy in their marriage, people who want to hurt other people for no other reason just to get entertainment are the people who will do these things. So you guys need to be careful with that. Those are the first three that I talk about. There's a whole list. I mean, you guys can look on Twitter for it, but they're just points, and I post them every day. You know, I got a lot of them. It's really sad, but I have a lot of them. Actually, some of them are this. If your person is not willing to understand old-fashioned dating, again, move away from them. Move away. There's men.
Don't pay attention to what they're saying. It's like, are their actions backing up what they're saying? That's what it is for me. Pay attention to what they're doing, how they're treating you and things like that. Them going out their way for you to show you that I'm here, whatever you need, I got you. You know, it's forget what they're saying. Forget that I love you and all of that. Is he showing you he loves you, he or she?
Yeah, no, and the thing is, and I'm going to say this because, you know, today there are men and women who there's women date and guys date. And there's a woman and a man and whatever. Well, this is how I've said it to make it easier. Whoever is the stronger man in the relationship, you don't need to be sending the flowers and the candy. And whoever is the woman in the relationship, and I don't care if you guys don't like it, that's the way I don't figure it out, okay? Because somebody plays a role, okay? So just don't get offended. I'm just saying, okay? Because some of you people, and I have no problem with you being gay, but some of you gay men have went into the store, took my earrings, and talked about, oh, no, girl, so you know you the woman. Then I'm going to need you
to
I'm crazy, I know. But I'm going to need you to be cooking for your man and all the women that's up in the room that be cooking for your man, because you guys can't just expect a guy to send you flowers and do all this bull crap that you want, and you are not doing what you need
right.
to do.
You'd be surprised how many women don't cook. Like, that is really crazy to me. Like, I'm still shocked to this day how many women I meet, and they tell me that they do not cook at all. They just eat
out.
Yeah,
and you know what, man? Here, man, I'm going to tell you this. If your woman ain't cooking and she ain't willing to take cooking classes, call me. I will set you up with myself, or I'll find you a new wife, okay? Just saying. Okay. I'm going to stop now. I can't even help myself. I just love myself again. Because I would tell you guys, what it's come down to that I'm seeing is this is people say it's the millennium. It has nothing to do with millennium. Cell phones have now created just people who don't know how to communicate and who do not know what it is to actually date somebody. You can't send me a picture of a flower and say, I'm thinking about you. Because, see, I'm going to send you back a picture of my finger, okay? And I'm going to be honest, just so y'all know. Christian or not, I'm going to send you a picture of my finger. Because sending me flowers on a phone is not real flowers. And anybody that wants to date me, you have to send me love flowers. And it's L-E-F-U-E-R. Those are flowers that last for a year. Yes, they're $299, but you showed me true love. Anyway, let me, I don't know why I would say that. Hold on a second.
Okay.
I'm laughing.
Extra dating tips, yes. You're giving out dating tips now. You might as well start a website.
I'm writing up a pamphlet on this stuff and a book and stuff, and I'm going to give it away for a Snickers bar or a Butterfinger people like. So, so anyways, all right, so we are going to actually go, Mr. Burnett is coming on the show, but we're actually going to play his song. The next one is, his next song that's coming up is, I'm going to merge it.
Hello.
Hi, William.
Everyone, how's it going?
Good, sir. I don't know what's with Blog Talk, but we were on the air, and that's not your fault. So what I did is I just had you call into my own cell number, and then we merge it all together. Miss Aisha, meet William.
Yeah.
William, meet Miss Aisha. She's our singer. That she has songs.
Aisha, good to meet you. Hi.
All right, y'all. This is Mr. William. I'm gonna call him WB because I'm gonna tell you. He'll laugh. He'll tell you. When I heard him, when I was reading his bio, and he had said that he had been drumming. Said, "What did I say, William? Since you were what, 14? I was excited, right?
Yeah, 14. That's correct.
Yeah, and you guys can see he has an accent because he has spent some time over in Europe. He's going to tell you guys about it. But the reason that I asked him to come on the show because I love drumming. I think I can drum. Okay, I can't sing. Okay, I cannot. Okay, just like I think I can sing. The reason that they don't have me sing at church is because they want people to tithe. That's why. Okay. I'm sorry. It's a stupid joke. But anyway, well, you missed my dating tips, and I'm going to tell you right now, if you have a girlfriend and she's not cooking for you, you need to play back this part and have her listen to it, because she needs to be cooking for you. But anyway, okay. I have been on it today, ladies and gentlemen, with my football feet and my dating tips. And you know what? I'm going to tell you guys why. Because listening to music today, I get to play six songs. So when I was, and the first song we're going to play is Paradoxical Dance, right, William?
Yes, it is correct.
And so he's going to tell us about that song. And everybody knows since day one I started my show years ago that if it's a music that I can get in the car and jam to, I'm going to do it. So let me tell you the story. And this is how highly favored that I am with God, because no matter what I do in the car, I'm sitting there today, I'm listening, I had downloaded William's song on my phone, and I was seeing how well it could play as I'm driving like 100 miles an hour, because I'm just enjoying my day. A policeman comes up by me, looks at me, and I look at him. I roll down the window because we're on the freeway, and I said, do you want me to pull over? He's like, for a second. I pull over. He says, do you know how fast you were going? Uh-huh. I was doing 100 miles an hour. What were you doing? Oh, dude, I was listening to this song called Paradoxical by this guy that I'm going to interview today. And I got a little excited. He goes, really? He said, prove it. I said, okay. I played a song for him. He goes, oh, nice, nice. He goes, little lady, I'm going to need you to stop speeding. I was like, okay, thank you, sir. I'm sorry. Now, y'all know that over 100 miles an hour, you're handcuffed and going your happy bit to jail. I don't care if you're white, black, blue, or green. Okay? You're going to jail. Okay, now, that was one song. Now, the other day, I'm listening to Miss Brick City, again, driving down the road, and I'm texting somebody, pull up by the policeman. I pull up. No, this is a lie. I passed him. And I went to life. And the policeman rolls down the window and he says, you need to slow down. I'm like, I'm sorry. He goes, what are you doing? I says, I'm texting. He goes, really? You know, that's a ticket. I go, yeah, but I'm listening to music. He goes, sweetie, slow down. I don't know. I think I'm highly favored by God because I can never get a ticket by a policeman. I never.
Well, thank you, Lord.
I never. Because
those tickets are suspicious.
God knows I would go down to the court acting crazy and crying about a ticket. So I think that's why. But I just want to tell you, good music makes you speed and have fun. And I didn't say speed is in the drugs, people. I said speed, okay, because I don't want to hear that. So, William, you got to hear craziness. I want you to tell us about your son's team. I'm sorry. And thank you for being in the show. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Tell us about the song Paradoxical.
That's a great story, by the way.
Thank you.
That song is just a vision I had of a girl walking in a desert and then she stopping by a spot to buy her some drink and stuff like that. And she's very energetic and she actually just stopped and do like some sort of meditation in the store. And basically this is just about it. And then I found this kind of, coming very energetic and then just wanted to buy a drink because she's just so, she has so much energy. And she actually stopped down and she's like, hit by God or whatever, the universe or whatever. And then she starts to do that some meditation. So that's my idea. I don't know why I came up then with this kind of a melody and sound that reminded me that. So I found it was pretty interesting to do. And then, so we're going to have a single female singer. She's going to sing over that track. So right now it's just a track, the instrumental track. So, yeah, that's pretty much about it. And it's going to be released, I think, in 2 or 3 weeks.
So you're letting me play it before we – oh, my God. Did y'all hear that?
Exclusive.
I'm so excited about that. Thank you so much. Okay, before we go to your song, tell us where you're from and you have an accent, so tell us about like where you're from and how long that you've been drumming and why you got into drumming.
Okay, why I got into drumming? I started to play piano first, but I didn't find the purpose of playing piano, so My father pushed me to put me on drums, and actually I just loved it, so I just keep playing since then. That's it. And then so I'm from France originally. Grew up in France, and I lived 3 years in Berlin, 1 year in London, and here I am now in Los Angeles, California, playing drums for artists and bands.
Nice. Oh, so you're in Los Angeles. I was just in California. You have to go down to Rancho Cucamonga to the winery. You don't have to necessarily drink the wine, but they have Taco Tuesdays there. And these tacos are the biggest tacos and burritos and nachos I've ever seen in the world. I ain't lying, people. And I'm telling you, for $6, oh, my God, you could feed like 5 people, just so y'all know. That winery didn't even pay me to say that, but I'm going to be down there again. Okay, and the winery, yes, I did try the 3 different wines, but why go to a winery if you're not going to try wines? I don't know, people. Anyway, just so, and anybody that mails me and tells me I talk about wine too much, you're going to get kicked off my page.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
Let me just play Paradoxical. Here we go.
Love it. That's definitely ride out music, and I can see myself playing a video game to that music.
Amen on that.
Thank you.
See, William, you got a fan club. You got the girl that's doing 100 miles an hour, and then you got the girl who's like playing video games.
I love you, girls. Awesome.
All right. So here's another one of my dating tips for people. Just so you know, I just blow through these things. If the person that you're dating on LDR, we determined that LDR was not Latter-day Saints people, LDR is long-distance relationship. If they don't want to meet in person, and it's been 6 months and you've only seen pictures of them, again, you need to run because you know what? They aren't real and they're not going to meet you because you just need to know that. So I just want to point that out to everybody. Again, I mean, I know that people are sitting here like, oh, my God, does she have, like, a point on all of these? Yeah, I do, because it's all happened to me. And so I just want you guys to know that, and I'm trying to help you guys out. And I'm not ashamed to say that. Now, I've determined that God wants me to be a nun, so I'm just going to be a nun. I'm not meant to be married to anybody. I'm not meant to be married to anybody or date anybody, so I'm cool with that. But for the rest of y'all, I'm just trying to help you guys out with dating tips. All right, now we're going to go to Red Angel. Tell us about Red Angel.
It's a story I cannot tell here right now. Maybe it be like unleashed one day, like in 2 or 3 years. but I cannot say why I wrote that. So. It's
okay.
Just a pretty cool track, and then it reminds me a lot about my life here in LA, and then, yeah, that's about it.
Well, you know what, and that says enough in itself of anybody that knows LA.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. You got to come to LA and then see it to believe it.
Yeah, you have to, I mean, I don't know, LA is, I was born and raised in California, so I get it. But I love California. It was so awesome.
Yeah.
The opportunity to go out and see my hometown, see some of my friends, you know, and just pick up a cake for my son. But California is a different beast. California incorporates many cultures, many people, and many attitudes. Like I went through Rancho Cucamonga to the winery, and a lot of people there were just kicking it so nice. But then I went to San Dimas, California, where everybody thinks they own the world and they were mean. And then you go down to Newport Beach, and then you have half the naked people, and some of your men start wearing Speedos. Stop it. I cannot do that. Do not wear Speedos. If I see another man in Speedos, I swear I'm going to ask Jesus to take me home. I need that stuff. William, I you know what? You look like a nice dresser, so I don't think that you wear Speedos. And if you do, I'm going to talk to you later about that. But anyway, moving on. William, you have a clothesline that's coming out. Tell everybody about it and when you hope to launch it.
Yes, it's called Play Hot Clothing. It's all about me, my story I put into this clothing line. So it's just not about the clothing line. It's more about sharing my story and knowing that, being aware that so many people are living the same thing as me, just by following their passion and doing what they try to, what they do, they love the most. So yes, it's and I try to be very aware of the impact we have on the world. So. It's a sustainable clothing line, and it's vegan clothing line as well. And then, we're working on a website right now. But you know what? We have a tank top for women that's coming up like next month. If you want to check it out, you can pre-order it and then go on our website. Is www.playhardclothing.com, and you can write us a message, and then you're gonna receive a discount code, so you can have 20% off on the new tank top. So it's very much about passion and doing what you love, and. We don't try to make money on that. We just try to create a momentum to create a business that actually run by itself. So, yeah.
And you know what's funny is that you and Aisha have the same concept about impacting
right.
the world positively. So that's amazing that every time I do a show, I'm always wondering why because this time I wanted to put you guys two together, and I didn't realize it until right now
because you guys both have that same theory of life of doing positive and living your passion. And like I said, the reason I wanted you on the show, because I watch you drum, and I'm seeing a lot of drummers, and I'm old. I mean, go back to Tommy Lee and, you know, drummer and, you know, AC/DC or Foreigner and all of those. And, man, you really, really have a skill with drumming. Because I've seen some people drum, and I'm thinking you need to take up a new hobby and stop drumming. That's not going to be your career. But when I watch you or I listen to Aisha's songs and her messages, it's like you guys reach into the soul. And I don't know if anybody told you that, but you, both of your music, it really reaches deep, and it really hits home for me. And so I know if it hits home for me, as silly as I am, it really impacts a lot of other people. And I'm just proud that you guys came on today to give me an interview. So,
thank you very much for having us. I think it's a pleasure to be here and then to have the opportunity to share what we do and what we love doing. So it's pretty awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. So before we go to your song, Red Angel, can you share where people can find you? And then, Ms. Aisha, can you share where people can find you?
Okay.
So I am right now on SoundCloud. Sorry. Were you talking to me or?
No, go ahead. Go ahead. Both of you guys.
Okay. Okay. I'm on SoundCloud by WXTXB. I got a website where you can find all my social media links. It's wxtxb.net. And I'm also on a platform called MusicCoin, so you can play the music for free, and that pays the artist straight away. So yeah, that's pretty much about it.
All right, Ms. Aisha.
Okay, and you can find me on Facebook, Aisha Kearney, or you can find me on Instagram, HonestTruth_BrickCity, and I'm currently working on a website for the business that we have. It's called Artistic Mental Connection, and you will find, like, everything that is Brick City, everything that is Honest Truth, and all the artists that we work with under that particular website, so that'll be coming soon.
All right. So here we're gonna go to Red Angel. Here we go. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
All right. Well, let Aisha go first. What do you think, my dear?
I love it. It's amazing. I would really like to look up his website and go on there and listen to some more music for me, because I also do rock beats as well. And it's kind of teaching me a few things, so I want to go back and listen to some of his music and take a few pointers.
Thank you so much, Aisha.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, this is – you said thank you very much. This is our last song by William called Butterfly. Is there something you want to tell us about that song, William, before we play it?
Yeah, it's just a track. It's about noticing the impact we have, from a little action or something like that we take in our life. Just maybe going in the street instead of working or stuff like that, and actually you meet someone, and then that changed completely your life. It's about these kind of things that can happen in your life, and then yes. So this is why it's called a Butterfly Effect.
You know what? You two are dumb. What do you mean? Oh my God. You two are wise beyond your little years, and you guys are not even in your late 30s. So very
Thank
impressed
you.
With you guys. Very impressed. That is, wow, yeah. And it would be nice if a lot of other people in the world would look at the way you guys do and stop making bigger deals about every little freaking thing there is. I'm going to tell you that.
That's correct. Yeah, yeah.
I can't even do it. People are crazy. Here's Butterfly Effect. that was an amazing song. And William, where do you get your inspirations for your songs? What inspires you to come up with the music and the beats and everything?
I would say it's thoughts about something. And then I just thought create with the sound, and at that sound would actually give me a lot of inspiration, and that's trigger my inspiration, and then I have more creative ideas coming up very naturally. So I don't have to force it actually. It's a gift I have. I think I'm a pretty creative person, and then with the pros and the cons that you know, you get. So anyway, yeah, that's how it works most of the time.
Wow.
And
you know,
I'm very inspired by so many different people too.
Say it again,
is most of your music played live, or are you using like plugins, some type of a program?
What program I'm using?
Yes.
I'm working on Logic right now. So I'm just recording I'm recording some live instruments sometimes, but most of the time I do almost everything on Logic, and then just work on it. Yeah.
You have to tell by the instruments.
Now, William, do you play any other instruments besides the drums?
I do play a bit of guitar and a bit of keyboards, and then that's it.
And I play the drums with just some pencils. Okay, I'm gonna need to stop with myself.
on a glass cup.
That's really crazy. Okay, Aisha, do you play any more any instruments besides?
I do have some experience in clarinet and violin. And
I touched
the guitar a little bit every now and then.
Nice. Violin is so hard to play.
Yes.
Well, we have come to the end of our show. This has been a long time that we've had all music. We had a lot of good things on the show today. We got a lot of positive energy and a lot of positive thoughts. And both Aisha and William talked about your ability. I'm going to interpret what they said. Your ability to see life in a different way and your impact and footprints that you leave on the world, it's basically your responsibility, and how you see your life is how the things are going to happen. It's not a need to be negative. There's so many positive things. Look at this young man and this young woman. And I say they're young compared to my little old self. But they're doing great things, and you guys should follow them. They can do, you can follow them through my page on Facebook, and look up William's clothesline. Follow Aisha with her tours that she's going to be doing. And you guys remember that your life is your choice, and your life is your responsibility. If you're not living your passion, you're not living. Just so everybody knows, today I resigned after 39 years of doing child protective services.
Yeah.
I will be going on hold. It's time for me to leave. I've done all that I can. I had to make a choice, and I made the choice today, and I'm done. I've been off work. I've been on medical leave for over a year, and I decided that I don't want to go back to that world. I've done all that I can to help kids, but now I'm focusing on helping adults with substance abuse, and I'm going to also be a certified hugger. I will be doing hug therapy. That is a job that I will get paid to do, and I'm very excited about that. Yeah, it's actually a true job.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so I'll be going to Oregon for training. And, yeah, so I'm going a whole different way. I'm grateful for God for giving me this music today, because it really, actually, you guys don't even realize, I made my final decision when I was on the road today. I'm listening to the music this morning, and I'm happy with it. Sometimes you don't want to step down out of something, but there's not much more I can do after 39 years. I've done all I can. Now it's time to go someplace else. So I'm thankful to everybody that's been listening to my show. I also wanted to make another announcement to everybody. I'm no longer associated with any magazines or anything. I will be doing my own radio. I will be producing my own syndicated radio in the next year and doing continuing blog talk. And I will be now having my own online magazine to better promote people like Aisha and William and to do what I feel that they need me to do. Because one of my gifts in life is networking with people, and I want to do that on my terms and be associated with people where I have to jump through hoops to do that. Because everybody knows at the end of the day I'm crazy, and it's all about Sabrina. So anyway.
Right. Awesome.
Well, love
I
want to
thank you guys. Yeah, I know. And Kirk Peckerdick or whatever your name is, you know what? I really appreciate her song. And okay, if you didn't want it, if you took the knee, I'll still be understanding of you. But then again, just remember, when you superstars and you guys protest, can you guys do it on the 6 days and never do it on any football season?
Okay.
We have 108 days until the football league starts. I need all the protesting and everything to get done right now, because anybody that's protesting on my time, I'm going to come down there and pull your leg. Okay, I'm done. Thank you for listening to Rolling with the Diva. Y'all tune in on Wednesday where we have Janie Baker. She's going to actually be singing live. Three Whitney Houston songs, and we'll be talking about grief, because she's had a child that died, and I've had a lot of friends lately who've had family members die. Grief is not something you're going to get over tomorrow or the next day. We all have different grieving processes. And then on Thursday, we're going to have Z-Man. He's a vegan artist. He's a vegan himself, an advocate. He doesn't like meat, so I'm going to talk about meat because I'm back to eating meat. Because I have meat, and then I'll go back to not eating meat after my surgery. So it's a whole different story there, because otherwise I would have no blood transfusion if I didn't go back to it. So anyway, and then plus he actually is a great, great music artist too. So tune in to that on Thursday. And then on Friday, I'm going to do a special show for all the kids who are going to college on finding free scholarships, financial aid. Because if you want to go to college, there's money out there. You guys have a great day.
Cool.
Sabrina Williams signing off from Rolling with the Diva. I'm going to let William say a couple of words, and then Aisha is going to take us out with whatever she wants to say. Go, William.
Thank you so much, Sabrina, and very nice to meet you. Aisha, we should stay in touch.
Thank you.
And I'm going to look up at your music and everything, and then like everything. And thank you so much, Sabrina, for this time and this chance to be on your show today. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And much love to everybody who's listening to it right now.
Yes, thank
you.
Say to him.
Thank you.
I'm really blessed to be able to be a guest on your show. I always have a good time, always. Every time I come on here, you're just a light, and I love it. And also, just spread love, peace, and unity. That's all I'm about, because we got enough hatred going on.
And I know that, I was glad you said that. And I know a lot of people of my color have, and some people of different races have a problem with me, because I don't really necessarily see color. I see God. I see God
right.
Loves us all. And I see that we are here for the same purpose, and that's to love each other. So I don't have time for the racism. I don't have time for it from the African Americans. I don't have time for it from Caucasians. I don't have time for it from anybody. Because as far as I'm concerned, everybody can look like a blue Smurf, and I'm still going to love all y'all the same, okay? Now, I will question you if you don't like my Dallas Cowboys team. That's maybe where I might have to get rowdy with you. But otherwise, I'm about peace and love. I always have been, and I always will be. That's what makes me different and unique. And you know what? What is it? Gandhi, Mother Teresa, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, they all were great people to follow, and it was never about color. Because a lot of people will say that people, when we protest, there were Caucasian people. There were many people walking these lines for all races for things. So I need everybody to get on the page with that. And it cuts itself out, because it's just not helping the world, and it's not helping our youth. And I know some of y'all are not going to like that, but that's okay. I'll just take you off the Christmas list, and I'll still be okay with it. So anyway, that's it. You guys tune in. You guys have a great week. William, be safe. Go down to Newport Beach
Thank
for
you.
Me. And Aisha, girl, you got to Vegas. And William, next time, tag me the next time you're in Vegas, because I want to come to your show.
Definitely.
definitely. And I promise I won't speed to the show or anything. I'll just drive. Right. You guys have a great evening.
Thank you, you too.
Bye-bye. Signing off. Love you guys. Peace out. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Bye-bye.